This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
All right. Hey there, everyone. This is Armand. Welcome to the, what is this, episode 26, I believe. So today's show is going to be the first part of a new series. I was mentioning this earlier on the older shows that I was going to do an upcoming series. So this series is only going to be two parts. Originally, it was going to be four parts, but the music is pretty much entirely ambient, and I felt four episodes in a row of just ambient droning noise and such is going to be a little excessive. So it's only two parts, but I basically smashed four parts into two. So each episode actually has two parts. So what the series is called is Life After People. And basically, it's supposed to be something of the sort, like, imagine that one day people no longer exist on this planet. Maybe it's a catastrophic event. Maybe something happens. That's up to you. That's up to your imagination. But people no longer exist. And in my view, this is what's happening in this show. Basically, people stop existing. And after a couple hundred years, for whatever reason, basically all life forms on Earth, except, I don't know, bacteria or something, dies. Now, I'm not the biggest expert on any of this or whatever, but the show is going to be basically split up into four different time frames. The first part of the show is what it would be like after one day, and then we have after 100 years, and then we have after 100 million years, and then we have after 250 million years or something like that. And basically, you know, this series is kind of inspired by I read a book called The World Without Us, and it was basically on this topic: what would happen if life on Earth or humans on Earth ceased to exist, just randomly, just stopped. And what would the Earth be like in such and such time frames? And the Discovery Channel has a series on this as well, where they focus in on major cities and what those cities would look like after 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever. So I guess what we're trying to do here is kind of come up with the soundtrack to that. That's a nice thought experiment, I guess. So basically, the first show today is, I guess, up to 100-ish years after life. And the first part is called, it's after one day, and the first part's called The Distant Hum of Dying Machines. And basically, roughly the first half of the show is going to be somewhat ambient noise. And basically, if life on this Earth just randomly stopped, well, our machines would still be going on for such and such amount of time until power stops, or, you know, suppose, I know, for instance, in New York City, I think in Times Square or something, there's this one sign which works entirely off solar energy. And, well, if we're gone, that sign is still going to keep running until eventually whatever in the solar panels, I don't know how it works, but, you know, something's going to decay after a while and it's not going to work anymore, and so on. So if we're dead, if we're all gone, I don't know, maybe we flew somewhere else, our machines would still be running for a certain amount of time. And this first part of the show is kind of what the machines would sound like if they're dying slowly, kind of. I know it's terribly pretentious, but just bear with me here. So the first song we played was called We Love You, Michael Gira, by Ben Frost. It's off his album The Theory of Machines. Yeah, coming up next, this next block, the first track is by an artist called Belong, and this track is called Red Velvet or Nothing, and it's off his album October Language. And so this next block is roughly 15-ish minutes, and it's a lot of just ambient droning noise. So hopefully you enjoy it. Here's Belong with Red Velvet or Nothing.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. So as we mentioned earlier, the first track was by Belong, and it's called Red Velvet or Nothing. The second track we played was kind of a radio edit. It's by Alluvium, which, as you know by now, is one of my favorite artists. This track was called Xerthus Was a Shivering Human Image, off his album Lambent Material, which was his first release, I believe, and it's his, I guess you can say it's his most raw record. And that track is actually pretty much as long as that block itself, so I had to shrink it down. So apologies to Xerthus, you know, aficionados or whatever, people who really love all 15 minutes of that song. Yeah, I had to shrink it down. Anyway, so that first half of the show was, again, what the hell did I call it? I have to see this. The distant hum of dying machines. Yeah, anyway. And now we're going to move on to the second half of today's show, which is roughly 100 years from now. And this segment is going to be called Dead Cities. And basically, in 100 years from now, our cities are still going to exist. They're just going to be, you know, shells of what they used to be. Just decaying. You know, buildings will just be like skeletons and all that stuff. And cities would be flooded. Or every city would decay in its own way. But they're going to be dead nonetheless. So this segment is kind of trying to capture with the sound of dead cities. And I tried to make it seem, even though this is against what the show is supposed to be, but I thought there's some speaking parts, vocal parts in this block, but it's more so, imagine, it's kind of I Am Legend-y in that, imagine you're the only human and you're walking through these dead cities and you kind of hear the voices that used to be around. I don't know. It's like, you know how when you see those movie montages, not montage, but you'll see a guy in like a dead park and then you can hear like children playing, but there's no one there. It's something silly like that. But I don't think this block is as good as I would have liked it to be. I probably didn't put in as many found sounds and random voices, but should have been like that. But anyway, I still think it kind of captures the dead city vibe. So we'll start off with the first track. It's by Max Richter, and it's called Time Passing, off his record Songs from Before. And if you'll notice, I mean, if you've listened to all our episodes, which is unlikely that someone would have, but this episode has quite a few artists that I've already played on the show in other episodes. But the second half, next week's, is all new artists. So I guess look forward to that if you are, I guess, tired of hearing these artists. I don't know. Anyway, here's Max Richter with Time Passing.
Both elbows on the table, I covered my face with my palms. Inside that darkness, I saw rain falling on the sea. Rain softly falling on a vast sea with no one there to see it. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Let's go over what we played. This block that we just played was actually quite the opposite of the first block. The first block was just two tracks, and it was just droning ambient noise. And this block that we just played actually was six songs. Most of them were pretty short and just jammed together, little fragments. The first two were both by Max Richter, both off his record Songs from Before. The first track was called Time Passing, and the second track was called Song. I thought they just fit so well into one another, so I just played both. After that, we heard Rachel's little segment called To Rest Near to You, which was basically random, like, a group of people applying, kind of, mixed with, like, a thunderstorm with bells in the background. I don't know. That was off their record, The Sea and Bells. After that, we heard a track by Byla, and the track was called Scent. It's off their self-titled record, so it's called Byla. And that was like 2 minutes long. It was another little fragment in there. And so that was the first half of the block, kind of. And the second half of the block was more so ambient droning again. And so the fourth-ish track was called What Lies Beyond. It was by Joy Wants Eternity off You Who Pretend to Sleep. So that was the second to last track. I hate playing tracks with six songs in it because it gets so confusing. Ugh. Anyway, and the last track was by Panoptik Electrical off his record, or their record, We Collect Friends. No, that's the song's name, is We Collect Friends, and that's off the album Yes to Fear, Yes to Desire, I believe. So yeah, that was the bulk of the Dead Cities segment. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And I guess if you ever can time travel and come back to life 100 years from a dead Earth, I guess you would put this in your Walkman or your iPod or whatever you use, your tape deck. And anyway, that's the soundtrack to Dead Cities, kind of. So we have got one track left. It's by another band it's hard to call them a band, but another group that we've played often, called Stars of the Lid. This track is called A Love Song for Cubs, Part 3. It's off the record The Tired Sounds of Stars of the Lid. So yeah, that's the first part of the Life After People series. We'll play the second part next week. It's going to be more focused towards what the Earth would be like 100 million years from now, when there's nothing living and it's just the planet slowly evolving, I guess. Yeah. So we'll see you guys next week. This track coming up next is by Stars of the Lid, and it's called A Love Song for Cubs, Part 3. And we'll see you guys next week. See ya.